Voters from 12 primary states go to the polls tomorrow for the political campaign ritual called, for lack of a better name, Super Tuesday. We don't need to remind you of how strange this year's campaign has been already. We've been asking some seasoned observers where they think America is headed in 2016. I'm sure you've already had conversations like this already. Timothy Phelps is a former reporter for the LA Times, where he covered the Justice Department for many years. Tim, welcome to The Takeaway.
Thanks, John.
You know, suddenly the Supreme Court is like central to this election. You covered the court. How do you think this figures into what is already a very strange discourse about the future of America?
Well, this election will determine the future of the court for many, many years to come. And while the Democrats in particular have said that in years past, it's really true now. And the future of Roe v. Wade and abortion and many other issues are up for grabs here.
Do you think that the court has really changed in the sense that there are explicit calls for this should be a conservative justice, that there are places for conservatives, and so you replace a conservative with a conservative? That was certainly never the case a generation ago.
No. And of course, it's the reason why the Republicans are being so intransigent in this case. If it had been Justice Ginsburg who died, it might have been different. But the prospect of the Democrats filling a highly conservative, iconic seat like Scalia's is just too much for them.
What do you think Trump represents in this campaign? Is it a restlessness on the part of the electorate at large, or is it a sign of dysfunction within the GOP?
I think it's a sign of the disintegration of political discourse generally within society. When I was at the LA Times, my email would be at the bottom of every story. And increasingly over the years, I would get nasty emails disparaging me with obscenities as to what I had written. We have descended into a swamp, a sewer of political discourse that Trump only is the head of.
Is this cyclical? In other words, will this pass, or are we on some road to uncharted waters?
Well, maybe it'll depend on the outcome of this election. If Trump is nominated, as appears to be a strong possibility, and loses to a weak candidate like Hillary Clinton, maybe that will clear out the swamp. But as of right now, with Rubio joining in with bathroom humor, just like Trump's, it's headed in the other direction.
Do you think Hillary is a weakened candidate because Bernie Sanders is in the race?
I think that Hillary is a weak candidate in the first place, not because of Bernie Sanders. People are just tired of Hillary. I covered her in Washington when she was first a senator, and there was so much excitement at that time. Anytime she went anywhere, women in particular would line the halls. But that is over with now. I think in some ways, Sanders may strengthen her by bringing up the issues that people really care about and forcing her to confront them.
Timothy Phelps is a former reporter for the LA Times who covered the Justice Department and legal affairs for many years in Washington, D.C., where he spoke to us. Thanks so much, Timothy.
You bet, John.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.